Blog Talk Radio.
The Madden Voice is back. Man, we've done like three shows in the last 2 weeks. You know, we went for a while, no show. Now we're smothering you with shows. It is me, Kamish T. E-A-F-L, Kamish, if you will. Or just T. You know, just call me T. I'm back. Tuesday, December 15th, Christmas is 10 days away. You better get your Christmas shopping done. You know, do something. I wear a size BN. You'll have to figure out what those two letters stands for, but anybody wanting to get me something, just, you know, BN is my size, and go ahead and hook a brother up. And good to be back. A lot of things have happened, and within just a week ago, we were on the air, and our co-host at the time was the one and only Dynasty. We want to wish Dynasty well. Just, you know, Dynasty's under the weather. He said, and I quote, whatever's out there, I got all of it, he said. So, you know, me being an opportunist, I said, oh, I'm sorry to hear that you're not feeling well. Want to run a game of Madden? I was like, hey, you know, he probably still would whoop me. But I figure if I had any chance of beating Dynasty, it would be while he's stuck in bed sick. You know, I figure, hey, you want to run a quick game? But he's smarter than that. You know, he said, nah, I can't play you right now, Commish. So, Dynasty punked out on a challenge. No, I'm just kidding. In case you're just tuning in, I don't want that to get around. He ain't punk out. Brother's not feeling good. Just playing. But welcome to the show. If you want to call in, it's 347-838-9525. 347-838-9525. And you can also catch me on America Online. And my name there is EAFL Commissioner. Catch me there. We have the Madden Voice name. I ain't logged it in yet because everybody's got me under EAFL Commissioner. So, but one day we'll log in as the Madden Voice and see if anybody hits us up. But EAFL Commissioner for the Madden Voice. If you want to catch me there, we're on Twitter at the Madden Voice, and we are also on Facebook. You just got to look me up. And if you don't have my name, then don't worry about it. But if you do, then look me up on Facebook, and you can hit me up there too. So we are everywhere tonight, and we have a special guest co-host, if you will. If people always wonder how long is the show going to be on, I don't know. You know, we stay on until we're done. Could be a half hour, could be an hour, could be 2 hours. We'll see how it goes. We'll see how the flow of the show. Going to introduce our special guest in a minute, but tonight we're going to talk, of course, MLG Orlando. Despite popular belief, it is not sold out. That was running wild on the internet. People hitting me up and go to the message forums and, you know, MLG sold out in 20 minutes. No, it did not. The tickets are moving, don't get me wrong, so don't snooze on it. But there are still tickets available. There are still player passes available for MLG Orlando. So we're going to talk about MLG Orlando. Of course, we're going to talk football. You know, we started it last week, so we're going to go back to some more football. I'm going to be ready to take my beating and hear everybody talk about the Cowboys and how poorly we're playing. And I got some comments for you there. What an interesting week in football again. So, of course, we're going to talk football as we come down the home stretch. And you know, a little Madden, a little football. But, you know, without any further ado, you know, and you know what we do here on the Madden Voice. When we introduce somebody, we don't just say, welcome to the show. Okay, we are WWE-like. Everybody's got to have some music. Everybody's got to have a theme when you come on the Madden Voice, okay? If not, I'll pick one for you. But guys are starting to get a little savvy, and they're like, all right. T, we come up with a song. Now, this next guy that I'm about to introduce, he's about to come. I didn't unmute him yet, but he's sitting there waiting on me. This is the current champion. Now we introduced Dynasty last week as the current Madden Challenge champion. And until Miami comes, until we get a winner out of Miami, he is the current Madden Challenge champion, okay? So until Miami comes in February, and Dynasty will be there, so he could repeat or someone could take him down. We'll see. Remains to be seen. But this guy in Anaheim, he did just that. This guy in Anaheim actually did not lose a game, and took down Dynasty in Anaheim. So he is your current MLG Anaheim champion, and we know him by the name of Los. And before I unmute him, let us bring Los's music on. This is Los's music.
Motherfucking Big Mike. DJ Thorough.
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. No one can stop me. I'm the best ever.
Like motherfuck all y'all, Mr. Mike Tyson flow.
Come on, man.
All y'all, step into my ring, bitches. Ding,
Lil Wayne,
bitches.
You ain't never heard this.
Ding, ding, bitches. I'm the dream machine, I mean King Vicious.
Mike Tyson.
See through your scene like clear screens, hear me. To what I and you are just, dear me. Fear God,
call
fear
a four.
Me. Fear me. Be by them, try them and die when I say so. We see F R for ego. Lego, it's all gravy. Tryna build like Lego. The Lego, my ego, with the breakfast.
Big Mike.
Yeah, and I don't know how fake feel, nigga. Cause all my life I've been a real
nigga.
Right. Fuck your girlfriend, fuck your homie too. I drop bombs, I'm in the booth, in the homie too. And I'm armed to shoot, and I'm a marksman too. And you're the star.
Grand Theft Audio.
And everything gets better with time. Time is forever, and motherfucker, it's my time, and I ain't that
bad. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one to match me.
Debut appearance on the Madden Voice, the current MLG Anaheim champion. He goes by the name of Los. Los, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's good?
Still alive.
Yeah. You know what's funny is, man, I just want to let this song play, man. When you said play this song, I said, no, he did not. No, he
motherfucking Big Mike.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry. I said, no, he did not. That's a good song, man. That was an appropriate song, too, man. Welcome to the show, man. You know what's funny is, I done had you on Facebook, I don't even know how long, and didn't know that was you.
Wow.
I just knew you was Los. I mean, I knew what you looked like. I knew you was Los. I've reffed some of your games, you know, and at the tournament. But I saw MLG released their videos. So, guys, if you didn't see the MLG videos from Anaheim, check them out, MLGpro.com. Bam, right there. And I happened to see a post by you to Dynasty, and it was something to the effect of, yeah, man, I just want you to check out this bomb right at halftime. And I said, wait a minute. That's Los. I said, oh, man, I done had him on Facebook all this time. Didn't know that was him. So, yeah, but, you know, let's jump right into this, man. First of all, good to have you on the show finally. Long, long overdue. I know you've floated around and, you know, done some other shows, but, you know, you haven't really done a Madden show till you've come on the Madden Voice. So we're pleased to have you, man. It's a pleasure to have you.
Good to be on.
Yeah, man. So let's talk a little bit. And we expect some people to call in. The call in number is 347-838-9525. You got questions for Los, questions for me, although I ain't really no one to have questions for. But you can ask me questions, too. You want to talk some football. You want to talk some Madden. 347-838-9525. We can chop it up in the chat room if you like. Hit me up on AOL. Hit me up on Twitter. Hit me up on Facebook. I got them all open, man. I'm multitask. But let's talk about, I mean, let's talk about that play, okay? Let's talk about, I mean, we can talk about the whole game, but that play right there, when you made that bomb just before half, and I believe that bomb made the score 17-6.
Right.
What went through your mind? I mean, clearly, you know, dudes throw Hail Marys, whatever, hey, let's try to get, maybe we'll get a pass interference, get a field goal, I mean, who knows? But did you expect that play was actually going to work? Was this something you saw in his D, or was this just like, all right, let me just go for it? Shoot, half spot over, let me just go for it.
Nah, I really wasn't even trying to throw to Austin. I wanted to just throw a quick little dot, try to get in field goal range. But, I mean, he had great D, so nothing was really open. So the play just broke down, and I just saw Austin one-on-one, and I just said, hey, I like my stick over his.
Now, when you completed it, you know, and for everybody that wasn't there, it was your theatrics was marvelous, man. I mean, it was lovely. You got up, man, you walked over to the curtain, and you did a little dance, and then you went and you just slapped your boys, and it was just like, wow. And you know, we all have, everyone has respect for Dynasty. Even if people out there don't like the guy, you still respect his game. And it was one of the few times that you just saw Dynasty was like, wow. You know, it was just like, he just sat there like, wow, what the heck just happened? And that doesn't happen to him often. Did you know the game was over then, or did you regroup and say, okay, 0-0 again? What were your thoughts going into the halftime of that game after that huge play?
Man, when I saw Austin, at first I thought he was going to drop it, but when he held on to it, I just lost it, man. I knew the game was basically over because he had really no chance to stop me. And I was up 2 possessions at that point, so it was just, it was crazy. Everybody was going crazy. It was wild, man.
Now, you know, what is your, you know, you're a tournament, you know, experienced tournament player. What are your thoughts on MLG's version of the Madden Challenge versus what you've seen in the past with EA Sports doing it directly versus now the MLG? What are your thoughts on one versus the other?
I mean, I like MLG as far as the game, like the actual tournaments. I like the tournaments better. I just don't like the, you know, it's only 3 tournaments and it's like 2-3 months apart. That's the only bad thing I can say about it. But the game, like tournament play is way better because it's, you know what I'm saying, it's not 2-minute quarters. You know, you got 3-minute quarters, double elimination. So it's not a 2-minute quarter. You lose on fluke and you're done. You lose on fluke the first game, you lose on fluke the second game again, and you just deserve it. I mean, can't really complain about losing twice.
Right. Now, you've already secured your spot in Miami. So you're already one of the 8 finalists to compete in Anaheim. I keep saying Anaheim, in Orlando. But, you know, the word on the street is you will be in Orlando.
Yep, Orlando's 30 minutes away from me, so
that's what I'm
saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was told by the guy, the boys, he said, oh, yeah. He said, Los is close, man. He'll be there. So so that's good. That's good that we will see you in. Go ahead.
We're talking to the MLG, and they the Miami tournament is based on ranking. Like, my ranking right now, I think I'm like 4th or 5th or something. Even though I won, Brusque will still be ahead of me, so I still got to, you know what I'm saying, put on a good show to get my ranking points up, so I don't be like a 5th seed in the Miami tournament anyway. So
that's good. That's a good point. That's a very good point. That there is an incentive other than, you know, winning some more paper. There is an incentive for you for the finals to actually do well in Orlando, so it improves your seed. So that does make sense. Yeah, and Brusque right now, I mean, Brusque hasn't won, but man, I mean, I was shocked when we reviewed the standings last week on the show, and right now Brusque is sitting in 3rd spot.
Yeah.
Now you did not lose a game in Anaheim, is that correct?
Definitely correct.
Now, to all the people out there, you know, we got a lot of Madden guys that are listening, but we also got a lot of video game guys out there, and our latest new audience now is we got some of the Halo boys tuning in to check us out, so shout out to the Halo boys, and, you know, we're going to be bringing these guys on at some point soon, too, and kind of expanding the format of the show. But, you know, what kind of preparation when, you know, you have Orlando coming up, but for Anaheim, since you did win it all and didn't lose a game, Give, obviously, you don't have to share all your secrets, but give us an idea on what it is you do to get ready for the tournament.
While we're in Anaheim?
Yeah, well, before and even while you're there.
Just got to get reps in. Reps. Get as many games in as you can. Practice more. My thing is really practice more. I sit in practice mode at least 2-3 hours a day, just me by myself with 2 controllers, just, you know what I'm saying, just throwing routes, going over defenses, and, you know.
Now, would you say practice mode is more valuable to you than actual games with people, you know, head-up lab games with people?
Well, for me, like, in the past, it wasn't just because I played Jet in person, but now that I don't really play anybody in person like that, it's better. Because most people I play online, it's not really lab games, it's just more like just, you know what I'm saying, you just out there playing, trying to win or whatever. So
Gotcha. Now, you know, as we look forward to Orlando, and you know, what are your thoughts on the new expanded field now? We're talking 256, an extra day, so we're actually going to be starting on Friday now and running through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday as opposed to just Saturday and Sunday. So, you know, there is something to be said for stamina, you know, long days, and, you know, what are your thoughts on doubling the field?
I don't know, man. I mean, all I know is if you lose that first day, whew, you got your work cut out for you. Because I know that loser bracket is going to be hell. Because it was already, I mean, Dynasty, he said he had to play like 20 games. I only had to play 8. So you get in that loser's bracket, you in there forever.
Yeah, you're right. And every game could be your last. So, I mean, you know, you lose right away. Yeah, you absolutely right. Let's see what we got here. You know, got a Skype caller. I have absolutely no good success with Skype callers. So if this Skype caller is a joke, you're going to get hung up on real quick. So we're gonna bring the Skype caller on and hope this is a serious call for a change. Skype caller, you are on the Madden Voice. Skype? Hello, Skype caller. I hear you pecking at your keyboard. Last chance. All right, bye. Well, and the record is 100%. We have never had a serious Skype caller actually call in and act right on the Madden Voice. So everybody says don't even answer the Skype calls, but you never know who it could be. You know, I use Skype. You know, some people out there got some sense. But yeah, the 256, and guys, again, I'm going to say it all through the show, okay? You guys, everybody knows I'm an MLG zone ref, and so I try to get information and feed it back to the community, and I got hit up on Thursday night that the tickets sold out, a player pass is sold out. And...
Now,
go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you about that,
because
I thought it was sold out, too, because I mean, I didn't look, but everybody was saying on Facebook that it was sold out. I heard you say it wasn't, though.
No, it's not sold out. I have confirmed it with MLG directly with the guy who's actually in charge of managing the registrations, and it is not sold out. Now, I don't think it would be fair for me. They told me how many were left, and I'm really not going to give that number out because if I was them, I wouldn't want that number out. But all I will say is they're doing well, and the player passes are moving. But if you want to go, I would suggest not waiting too long because they are moving right along. But they are not sold out. I'm going to get another update tomorrow, and I'll keep updating the boards and Facebook and wherever else, Twitter, and let everybody know. But they are not sold out, guys. So if you want your player pass, get on there. Go on to MLGPro.com or EASportsChallengeSeries.com and sign up and get your pass because once they are sold out, that's it. I mean, they're already at 256 as far as capacity goes. So, you know, go ahead and get your pass now and sold and get it done. You know, get it done. But no, they're definitely not sold out. All right, let's see. We got any callers coming in? All right. You know, we also might have, and I will apologize because you know, I am a father, and my daughter had her little concert tonight, and I said, look, how long is the concert? And she said an hour. I said, what time? 7 o'clock. So it'll be done by 8? Yeah. I said, you know, all right. You know, Daddy got a show tonight. She said, I know, Daddy, but you got to come to my concert and hear me sing. I got out of there 8:40. So I rushed back here. I'm on the air. I'm live. I'm correct. But I didn't get to secure. I sent out some messages seeing if a couple people wanted to come on to the show and talk about the tournaments that went on this weekend. I understand that Drama had a tournament this weekend, and I understand that it went pretty well. And I understand that Rod had his tournament this weekend, and the Madden end of it didn't go as well as he has been used to having. So we will see if either Rod or Drama call in to give us some feedback on their tournaments this weekend. But, you know, Lose, let me ask you a question. You know, you're a veteran of this tournament scene. You know, you were out here winning tournaments, counting all that money, you know. And, you know, what do you think about, you know, the tournament directors that we have out there? You know, there was they generally seem to be some sort of what's the word, like a boycott of a particular tournament director. You know, what are your thoughts on the tournament directors? You've been out there in the tournaments. I mean, would you be one to say, man, everybody should just go and support tournaments, or have you been a part of any of these issues that are floating around with these tournament directors?
I'm not really updated on the drama or the I really don't even know who drama is. I'm really not updated on the situation, but I mean, pretty much I just deal with Bobby from the Players Bowl, and Bobby is pretty good. That's the only really tournaments I really can really give an opinion on.
Right. Yeah, no, Bobby's excellent, and he definitely sets a very good standard that I think most people should follow. And well, we'll see who calls in tonight and see if it, you know, I don't want to beat a dead horse. I just got to say, I'm disappointed. I'd like to see the community band together for good stuff and not bad stuff. I like to see people. Well, I mean, in brief, you know, Rod and Drama were on the same team, and then Drama decided to go ahead and start running his own tournaments. Then there was some drama, if you will, between Rod and Drama, NJ Rod and Drama, and it was some stuff that hit the message boards and some negativity, and the community reacted in a particular way against Rod, and pretty much most people felt like Rod handled it incorrectly. And so the sense that I get from the people, I did not go to either tournament, so I cannot speak from having been there, but the sense I get from people that I talk to that, you know, have talked to other people that went to Drama's tournament, and one person that's very, very well connected said that there was kind of a boycott of NJ Rod's Madden tournament, that people just kind of, you know, I guess thought maybe they would teach him a lesson, or I don't know what the motive is. So his turnout was very poor for his Madden tournament. And Drama's for his first tournament was actually pretty good. It was a pretty good turnout. And
they had him on the same day?
Yeah, they had him on the same day, which was one of the problems, is they both had him on the same day. They're in the same part of New Jersey. So, you know, you have that issue. And they used to be, you know, kind of on the same team, you know. And now they're not. And you know, I just look at it like I want to see everybody succeed. You only have, you know what, maybe a dozen tournament directors in this country that do Madden and do Madden seriously. We can't afford to start blackballing and wanting to take down a tournament director. We just can't do that, you know? Hold on here, I got a guy that wants to come on and speak on this issue. So I just sent him a message saying, come on, speak on it, brother. So that's kind of my position on it is, hey, man, I think everybody should be working together. That's kind of how I feel. And I think MLG is setting that standard right now. You know, MLG is setting a very high standard. Like you said, I mean, other than frequency, you know, that's really the only complaint people have is, man, you know, it's, you know, we only got three this time and they only do four or five a year anyway. So everybody got used to those, you know, very, you know, 32 city EA Madden challenges. And I guess you can kind of look at it and say, you know what, though? Those were nice. Don't get me wrong. But, man, the production value of what MLG does. I mean, that's a lot. You couldn't even do that for 32 cities or even 16 cities. It's just,
yeah,
you know.
That's a good point, too, because everybody, the 32 cities, everybody doesn't come. With this, everybody comes. So,
right.
All the top players are there.
Right. And I want to give a shout-out to a guy about to enter the EAFL, which is the league I run, Joe. Told Joe I'd give him a shout-out. Joe's been waiting patiently for an invite. And Joe, you're going to get that invite tonight. And he was waiting. And I said, well, I got to go on and do a show. And he's like, show? So I said, here, tune in. So, Joe, if you're out there listening, here's a shout-out. You got me, Commish T, on the line. And you got the man himself, Los, the MLG Anaheim champion, on the line. And who knows who else is out there listening. If you guys want to be a part of the show, call in at 347-838-9525. Best way is to just call right on in. Hit 1. And this way, I know that you want to be a part of the show. Or you can go to the Twitter, you can go to Facebook. You know, if you don't have me as a friend, then don't worry about Facebook. Twitter is the Madden Voice, and you can catch me on America Online, EAFL Commissioner on America Online. Now let me bring on someone that's got some comments on this, and this is everybody knows him as Coach K. Also helps to produce the Madden Voice, longtime EAFL member and players rep for the Madden Federation, and co-commissioner for the EAFL Renegades, the new crew that would be making its debut down in Orlando. Coach K, good to have you on the show as a guest for a change.
What's going on, T? What's going on, Lo?
So, Kay, you know, I know you went to Dramas Tournament, and I also know that if there's one guy that really has his pulse on the community, you know, and I don't know how much people really know, but if there's one guy that I know has his pulse on this community, it's you. You scour the internet, you scour the forums, you go to tournaments, you know, you don't just preach it, you bring it. You play in tournaments, you play in leagues, you're on the message boards, you help out with the show, and, you know, very well connected. I don't think people understand how well connected you really are. And I mean this. This is a time for me to give you a little praise because you've earned it. You know, you've been doing this for a number of years. Went to E3, you know, out there in California earlier this year, and you know you're always doing a lot for the game of Madden, for the Madden community, and I think people should recognize that. And if they don't, well, now they know. As brothers always say, if you don't know, you better ask somebody. So with that said, what are your thoughts on you know, Dramas Tournament and this whole thing with the community?
Well, I mean, I think when we look at things, looking at it like what happened on Saturday and stuff like that, I don't think it was a boycott per se. To me, I mean, it just looks like, I mean, the public spoke. You know what I'm saying? Like, they spoke with their actions and they spoke with their dollars. I mean, they looked at what both tournaments are offering and they went to what they felt was more where they would get more value for their dollars. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it had anything else to do with any, you know, no boycott or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? I just think it was just laws of consumerism. That's all.
Hell, I don't know, man. I don't know. I mean, I respect your opinion without a doubt, and you were there. I mean, you went to a Dramas Tournament. Mm-hmm. But I don't know, man. I could be wrong, but the impression I got was that a lot of people, regardless of what, you know, you look at it like this. Only a couple people going to win the money and whatever other incentives. So people make a decision. You know, I think it was a lot of the message board, I'll call it garbage, because I think, you know, 25 pages of thread, and I think 24 of them was garbage, quite frankly. I do think that had something to do with it. Rod's been doing this for a number of years, and I'm not defending Rod. I'm not defending Drama. I'm just looking at it and saying it's nice to see the community band together, but we got to band together for something negative. Let's band together for something positive. You know, that's what I want to see. I don't want to see people banding together to down a tournament director or hurt a tournament director. I like to see people banding together, you know, to help bring more people to the tournament so all the tournament directors can do well. You know, that's my opinion. And Kay, you might be right. Maybe they just, people just said, thought that Drama, what Drama had to offer, was better. But I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I could see how, I mean, that might have played a part, but, you know, this isn't the first time that, you know, there have been, like, you know, controversy, you know, like, you know, surrounding God and, you know, his things that are happening on the boards and everything like that. So, and people, like, still came out to the tournaments and stuff like that. But I think maybe it could have also been chalked up to maybe this time people had a choice. And then after that, this time, I mean, they chose. They chose with their wallets, you know.
Right,
I mean,
right.
That's how it looks to me, you know.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. Drama runs a tournament, and Mr. Moss wins the tournament. Now, you were there.
Yeah.
Was that legit? I got to ask the question, man. We're media.
100%, 1,000%.
Okay, okay. I had to ask, man. I wouldn't be doing responsible reporting and broadcasting, you know, if I didn't ask. You know, for anyone out there listening, they're both, you know, Drama runs the tournament, but his crew is the Brotherhood, and Mr. Moss is a member of the Brotherhood. So, you know, I just had to ask, but I know Kay was there, so I knew he would give me an honest take on it. And I know Mr. Moss got some skills, so it's not like, you know, I know he could play the game, so, you know. Okay. All right. Well, that makes some sense. That makes some sense. Again, guys, 347-838-9525, 347-838-9525. If you want to be a part of the Madden Voice, you've got the MLG Anaheim champion on here, and that would be Los. And we were just joined by Coach K, and, you know, man who needs no introduction. And, you know, we gonna bump this song one more time. I just got to do this for Lowe's, because this song was sweet, man. So I gotta bump this one more time. Let's do this, man.
Motherfucking Big Mike. DJ Thurl. I mean.
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. No one could stop me. I'm the best ever.
Like motherfuck all y'all, Mr. Mike Tyson flow.
Come on, man.
All y'all, step into my ring, bitches. Ding,
Lil
ding,
Wayne.
Bitches.
You ain't never heard this.
Ding, ding, bitches. I'm the dream machine, I mean King Vision.
Mike Tyson.
See through your scene like clear screens. Hear me, do what I and you are just. Fear me, fear God.
Call a four.
Fear me. Be by them, try them and die when I say so. We see F-R for wiggle. Greg, boy, it's all Greg, man. Trying to build like Lego. The Lego, my ego, with the breakfast.
Big Mike.
Yeah, and I don't know how fake feel, nickel. Cause all my life I've been a real nickel.
That's
nickel.
Right.
Girlfriend, fuck your homie suit. I drop bombs, I'm in the boot, in the homie suit. And I'm on to shoot, and I'm a marksman too. And you're the star.
Grand Theft Audio.
And everything gets better with time. Time is forever. And motherfucker, it's my time. And I ain't that bad.
The best ever. There's never
Mike
been anybody's Lucas. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no
all
one
that
can match me.
Oh, I go so hard. I'm so gone. My ID is a postcard. I travel like B-ball with no calls. I play my role and listen out for the road.
Come on.
This is a movie and every movie must go off. But this gangster doesn't die like...
Woo, man. I got to sit down, man. I'm over here dancing and stuff, you know, man. I got to sit down, man. I'm over here, you know. Oh, man, I always do that. Start it over again. All right. I'm back. Man, I like that. All right. So, Los, what is your hey, we got another Skype caller. Man, I tell you, these Skype callers come. Los, what's your pro football team? You got a team you support, man? Don't tell me it ain't the fucking
Eagles. That's the moment I've been waiting for. Philly, baby.
You another Philly person? Oh, man.
That's the moment,
man.
I've been waiting for. I've
man.
Been waiting for you to ask me that.
Man, all right. Well,
Cowboy fam.
We want to thank.
That's month of the year.
We want to thank Los for coming on to the show. I'm just kidding. All right. We about to mix that up in a second. Let me see. Let me try. Here we go again. Another Skype caller. Let's see if this one will work. All right. Skype caller, you are on the Madden Voice.
Hello?
Yes.
Yo.
Is this
Yo,
a
boss from WSG.
Who is this now?
Hello?
Yeah, I didn't hear who you were.
Oh, this is Boss.
Boss?
Yeah.
All right, do I Oh, okay. I'm getting you know, I got producers here giving me some. What's your crew's name?
What?
What's your
crew? Ray Troop.
Okay, that's like a new crew, right?
What?
Is that a new crew?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, freaking, I'm calling out to call out freaking 610 from GTC. It's horrible. Playing
who you,
in Orlando for whatever.
Who you calling out?
Mr. 610.
Hey.
Oh, Mr. 610?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Mr. 610. I was thinking that myself. Are you going to be in Orlando?
Yep.
Yeah? Okay. You old enough to get down there?
Yeah.
No, I'm just, I mean, I'm not trying to blast or nothing. I'm just, you do sound a little young, though, dog. I'm just keeping it real. But you'll be in Orlando?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You got any words for the current MLG champion, Los? We got him on the line.
Mom, good job. I mean, my boy Pac-Man wants to talk though right now.
Pac-Man speaking.
Pac-Man?
Yes, Pac-Man from WST.
Oh, okay. What's up?
Nothing much.
You sound a little older. Okay, that's better. Gotta be careful, man. I want no parents getting on the line. You know, pick up the phone. Who are you talking to? Who's this? What's going on here? All right. You sound a little older, so that's good. All right, so WST, talk to me. Now, my understanding is that is a fairly new crew?
Yeah, it's pretty new. It's mostly in the West, but we represent East Side, WST.
Okay, all right. And you guys plan on making an appearance or making a debut in Orlando?
I think Boss is, but I'm not sure if I can make it down there yet.
Okay. So you have a new crew, but now how many of you actually can make it to Orlando?
The ones in the West Coast, they're sponsored by World Gaming, so they're going.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you got to help me here. So you have it's one crew with two, like, divisions, if you will, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast. Is that it?
Yeah, basically.
And how many on the West Coast?
It's a lot more on the West Coast. I think it's like six.
All right. Now, you said it's sponsored by Mainline Gaming out on the West Coast?
No, World Gaming.
Oh, World Gaming. World Gaming. Okay. Yeah. Now, I could be wrong, but is that also the same World Gaming that works with my good friend Yo Mama?
Yes, sir.
And is he part of that crew, the West Coast crew?
Well, he's like always with them, basically, in Cali. He's like, they're flying together.
Oh, okay. All right, because I heard him saying something about a crew that he was bringing to Orlando, but you know, I didn't really listen to all the details. Okay, so you're the East Coast version, and how many are in your crew out here on the I'm in the East Coast too, so out here on the East Coast, how many?
Like four.
Four? Okay.
Yeah.
And you guys all like gonna wear the same colors and everything, or is it gonna be too? You know, I mean, is it that kind of united, or you all ain't got there yet?
Yeah, not sure yet.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, hey, man, I mean, you know, there's going to be a lot going on in Orlando. There's going to be a lot of crews. There's going to be a lot of, you know, all the top ballers will be there. Los already heard him say how he not only is he going to be there, but he's got incentive. And I was glad he brought that cleared that up, because we want to make sure people understand these guys aren't going there to lay down. These guys are going there to play. They have incentive to go and keep playing, you know, to get those ranking points, to get a better seed. And, you know, you guys will be there, so that's good. It's good that I had actually had a Skype caller that actually didn't crank call me. I almost thought when I heard the kind of young voice, I thought it was going to be a crank call, so I'm glad. All right, well, you called out Mr. 610, and if Mr. 610 is out there listening, I know I see him on the TML message boards all the time, but if he's out there listening, you've been called out for Orlando, and if you got a response or a comment, come with it.
Yeah, I'll play him in person because he always has people play for him, so
online. Let me just step in. You said you want to play for whatever. What exactly does that mean?
1,000?
What is,
okay.
So is there any way that I can get any parts of that?
If you're there.
Woo!
I'm 30 minutes away from Orlando. So I can get a game for 1,000?
Yeah.
Now, I want to just make sure everybody understands the Madden Voice. We're just a media outlet. We don't condone or promote gambling in any way, shape, or form. Just as a little disclaimer, we also know that gambling is against the MLG rules for the tournament. I got to put all my disclaimers out there. But that said, boss, you do know who you're talking to, right?
Yeah.
You are talking to the guy who just swept Anaheim. Didn't lose a game. 2 days. Didn't lose. And in his last game, he played Dynasty, who we know can play this game, and beat him. Dynasty's my man. I love him like a brother, but he beat him soundly. And if Dynasty's listening, he's probably going to send me a message. Damn, T. I'm sorry, D, but it is what it is. I mean, that was one game, but, yeah, you got beat soundly that one game. But you are willing to accept this kind of challenge? You sure about this?
Yeah, I mean – Another dude named Mick Jagger too. He's a bum.
All right. Can I ask you, boss, how old you are?
15.
15? Okay. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, man, I mean, you got to, you know, think about that, you know what I mean? I mean, like I said, we don't promote it, we don't condone it, MLG prohibits it, and so we got nothing to do with it. But for those of you who make these little friendly wagers with each other, friendly, that's what we're going to call these, you got to realize, man, you know, 15, yeah, that's tough, you know what I mean? That's
I can't even play it.
Yeah, man, Yeah, so keep that in mind. You know, it's nothing against you. It's just, you know, nobody, you know, you got to be careful when you talk about exchanging money with a minor. You know what I mean? And nothing against you at all, but just keep that in mind.
I already got everything, like all the tickets and everything.
Yeah, I know you're going to be there. I know you will be there. And you're going to do you when you're there, I'm sure. But I'm just... You know, just letting you know that, you know, just be careful because you are a minor, you know, and you don't want to, you know.
Okay.
That's why you heard Los was like, hey, wait a minute, man, you know. Yeah. And Los being smart. It's a smart thing. You got to be careful. But, hey, you know what? Bottom line is you're going to be out there. Your crew's going to be out there. I'm going to be out there. Los going to be out there. Coach K's going to be out there. Everybody's going to be out there. I even heard that maybe Reality might make an appearance to Orlando. I haven't seen Reality at a tournament, at a major tournament, and I can't even tell you how long. That's West Coast Reality. I hear he's going to be out there. So I don't know. I'm going to have to hit him up and see if he's coming. But everybody's going to be out there. 256 field. It's going to be hype. Y'all will see me running around trying to be a fool, you know, when I'm not reffing a game. I try to be a fool because I enjoy it so much. It's just fun for me. So I'm gonna have a good time. But all right, well listen. Boss,
if anyone wants to put Raytube there, I'll side bet on him too.
All right. Hey man, I mean you guys do what you gotta do. Just you know, be careful.
Oh,
all right. WST, thanks for calling into the show. We appreciate it, and we'll have you guys back before Orlando comes.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot. And that was the WST crew. My first legitimate Skype caller, calling in to call out Mr. 610, trying to almost ready to accept the challenge from Low. Did your eyes get big? Your eyes got big and you started.
I was trying to see what that really meant.
Yeah. I know you sat back there and you was like, excuse me? You gotta like that. Let's talk, you know. I was talking to Dynasty on AOL earlier and I was seeing if he could call in and he's like, you know, I'm really sick, you know, he's got the flu or something. And like I said at the beginning of the show, I was an opportunist and challenged him to a game. I figured we could play, you know, me and Dynasty. Figure if he's in sick in bed with the flu, you know, maybe I have a chance. But then I realized, nah, I probably still lose. So nah, that's okay. All right. Reset here. 9:45, 347-838-9525, 347-838-9525. We are now going to segue into football. We are winding down. We have 3 weeks left to go in the season. And as everybody knows, the lead story is first time in NFL history that this deep into the season that we have two undefeated teams, the Colts 13-0, the Saints 13-0. It appears that both teams are going to keep playing. It appears that the Saints are definitely going to keep playing, and it appears that the Colts are, although their coach was a little softer on that, seemed to be a little more concerned about injuries than Sean Payton. But you also got to realize that the Saints have not clinched home field throughout yet. They have clinched a first-round bye, but because Minnesota keeps winning, the Saints are going to have to win one more game, and that game just happens to be against my Cowboys. And it happens to be in New Orleans. And, you know, everything is pointing against the Cowboys. You know, everything is pointing against them this whole December. Well, you know, we'll see. I mean, he wants to play. I hope he doesn't. That hit was ugly. I'd love to see him play. But for his career, I'd rather him. The game. One game isn't. It's not that important where you want to risk a re-injury. So I'd rather them. If they're not sure, don't play. We need you. We need you for your career. We don't need you just for one game. But that said, everything is against Dallas. The whole December thing. Even if you don't believe it, which I don't, but it's got to start getting in your head because that's all people talk about is how they suck in December. You got going to New Orleans. You got the last time you played the Saints, they annihilated you in your own stadium under Parcells. And they're undefeated. So everything goes against the Cowboys. So I'm going to say what I said when the Saints played the Redskins. Be careful. Be careful. Because the Redskins had no business almost winning that game. The Redskins, had they had a field goal kicker, won that game. That was their win. Guy blows a 29-yard field goal and gave them life, and they came back and did what they had to do. But had he makes that field goal, that game's over. So
if they had a field goal, they'd beat Dallas too, though.
Well, you're right. Folk over the last 5 or 6 weeks, I don't know, he's my field goal kicker in fantasy. That's because he's always so reliable. He's steady Eddie, and I don't know what's wrong with him. Honestly, I got no answers on that one. None. I don't get it. But, hey, we have you on the show. Your Eagles, you're an Eagles fan. Let's talk about your Eagles. Number one in the NFC East right now at 9-4. Took care of the Giants in New York. A great game. I mean, the Giants definitely came to play, but Philly just had a little bit more firepower. And I'll tell you what, that DeSean Jackson, he just continues to make plays. I can't hate on him. Michael Vick is starting to look like the Michael Vick we remember from Atlanta. He's starting to make plays himself. He's adjusted now. He's in shape. He's got the speed of the game back. That's the biggest thing that people say when they leave the game and come back is how fast the game moves, and it takes a while for you to get readjusted to the speed of the game. But right now, Eagles are looking like a very solid team. But
we got the Cowboys last game of the year.
And, I'm going to go on record right now and say I think that game is going to be for the division. I think that game is going to be for the division because we already beat the Eagles once. So, you don't want it to matter. I mean,
if it comes down to it and it's for the division, it'll be a repeat performance of last year.
Well, you can say that, but I do recall earlier this year that we went to Philly and beat the Eagles. And
wasn't in December, though.
Well, I mean, come on now. All right, look, you've been on the show now for 45 minutes. I got a good feeling about you. You seem like, you're a fan, and I respect that. You're a fan. But you seem like a smart guy. You do. Do you really think, I don't know. I played competitive athletics in my career back in the day. I played, A lot of people have played. When you go out there and play the game, you're not thinking about the calendar. You're playing the game. Yeah, you may think about it during the week because you can't, you can't turn on ESPN, Fox Sports, NFL Network. That's all they're talking about. And the fact that the Cowboys are now 0-2 in December means people are going to talk about it even more. But, it was an interesting fact I'm going to share with you. As I looked up under Romo, the Cowboys' December record, it's like 5-14. But they have played of those 19 games, something like 13 of those games were against teams with winning records. Then I looked up the Chargers, who it was well publicized that under the same time period, under North Turner and Phillip Rivers' career, they are now 16-0 in December. And guess what? The Chargers have played three teams with winning records in that time period. So, I'm not making excuses, but if you look at anything, there's usually a reason. And guess what? Maybe the reason is the Cowboys are just losing to better teams. Nothing to do with the calendar, nothing to do with, the time of the year. Nobody's choking. They just lost to the better team Sunday. The Chargers were the better team, period. And at 10-3, they're the better team. But you know what? Who else did the Chargers beat this year? Who's in first place in the NFC East?
I'm not even sure.
Yeah, they beat the Eagles too this year, didn't they? And they beat the Giants, too. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't get into this whole, it's the December slip-up for the Cowboys. They just are playing teams that are beating them. The teams are just playing better, you know? The Giants always get up for the Cowboys. That's what they do. And last week they played right now. Let's see. They're going to go to New Orleans, play one of the hottest teams in the NFL in their stadium. Come on. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, is it going to be December why they lose, or is it going to be because they're playing one of the hottest teams in the NFL should they lose on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying, but the Cowboys are supposed to be, you know what I'm saying, Cowboys are supposed to be top five teams in the league. You can't just say all of these teams better than them.
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I had Big Gene hit me up. Well, he didn't hit me up. He made a comment, and I responded, and we got into it, saying that they were, you know, 11 teams that he said had better offenses than the Cowboys. The Cowboys suck. They're overrated and this, that, and the other. And I got into it with him, and I said, wait a minute. What's your team? He said, Eagles. I said, oh, man, come on. I can't get in no debate. You're an Eagles fan. So I don't know. I don't know. I just – whatever is causing – these losses, I just want to ask anybody who's ever played competitive athletics, do you really think about what time of the year it is, what time of the day? Oh, or once the game starts, you're playing now. So really, it's not about the time of the year. It's just they're not making plays. If you saw that game, if Marion Barber scores a touchdown in the second quarter instead of that goal line stand, we might have a different game. We might have a different outcome. I don't know. But – anyway, you see that game last night?
Yeah, the six turnover game.
Seven. Seven. See, you know, who would have thought that? You know, 49ers come in there and take it to the Cardinals. And the Cardinals a week ago beat the Vikings. You know,
that game was crazy. At one point, they had five turnovers, and it was still a one-possession game. I'm like, come on, 49ers. They're giving y'all the game, man. Y'all was just... That was crazy.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Five turnovers, he's supposed to be losing by at least 20.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question. Who do you think between the Chargers, I'm sorry, between the Saints and the Colts? Now, let's see. Let's look at records here. Let's look at schedules because I want to get your opinion on who you think loses first. Or do you think we're going to see two 16-0 teams? Let's see. All right, Saints have Dallas at home, Tampa Bay at home, and then they go to Carolina. What's that?
I think the Saints are definitely going to go undefeated.
All right.
At least during the regular season. All
right, let's go to the Colts have Jacksonville in Jacksonville, the Jets at home. And then they go to Buffalo.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, I really can't say they're going to lose any of those. It all depends. You know, the Colts like the rest of their players, though, so you never really know with the Colts.
Right. So do you have any predictions about your Eagles? I mean, I might as well give you a minute to talk about your Eagles. You know, I might – maybe I'll run to the bathroom or something while you do that. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
We got these 49ers coming up this weekend, so we can go ahead and chalk that one up. And then Denver is another home game. If we win that game, then we play the Cowboys, which probably the game won't matter, so the Cowboys might win. We probably rest some players, you know. We'll have everything wrapped up at that point.
Hold on now. See, you know, are you talking, is this a fan talking or is this a football person talking? Because, I mean, you just
have it wrapped up.
Well, no. Let's talk about the 49ers. Now, you got the 49ers at home, but you saw that game last night. I mean, the 49ers defense was for real last night, and that's Mike Singletary. All right? I mean, the 49ers are still trying to get in the playoffs, too. They have a slim chance. They don't have a great chance to get in, but they got something to play for.
I'm not worried about the 49ers.
Okay.
Not even a little bit.
You're not worried about the
six
Broncos?
Turnovers and you lose by eight, and you win by eight? That's crazy.
Well, you're not worried about the Broncos?
Not in Philly.
Wow. Well, you already said you weren't worried about the Cowboys, but I don't know, man. I think
out of those last three, the Broncos is the toughest game we have.
I mean, you guys, you know, I hate to, you know, remind you, but y'all did lose to the Raiders. I'm just saying.
You did lose to the Raiders.
You did lose to the Raiders. I mean, it's not all gravy. You did lose to the Raiders that aren't really. I mean, granted, the Raiders did upset Pittsburgh, but we see Pittsburgh's at 6-6 now. So I mean, or 7-6 or 6. I don't even know. But they're struggling now. 6-7, I think they are. They're about done. So they're not what they were. But still, you know, the Raiders. I mean, y'all lost to the Raiders. I mean, I think you're right. I think you guys are better than the 49ers, but I don't think it's going to be an easy game. Broncos, home field might be enough, but that's going to be a hell game. The Broncos,
yeah,
that's going to be a hell game.
That's a tough game. That's the only game.
Yeah. And, you know, I hate for you to say that the Cowboy game ain't going to matter, but, you know, you do have to come to Dallas. We did beat you in your stadium. And,
I mean,
and
if we win those two games, then it won't matter as far as playoffs.
Well, it could matter if Dallas wins their next two games. Now, I know you're saying Dallas won't beat the Saints, but all I'm saying is Dallas, if Dallas stays one game behind you guys, then that game will matter because we have the tiebreaker.
But do you honestly like the Cowboys over the Saints this weekend in New Orleans?
If I was betting, no, I wouldn't bet on it. I'm going to support my team, and I'm going to say they've got – after watching the Saints' last two games against the Redskins and the Falcons, I say the Cowboys have a puncher's chance. Realistically, no, of course not. I'm not stupid. The Saints are the better team, and the Saints should win that game. But the last two games, you saw them struggle against Atlanta. This is an Atlanta team with a new quarterback, and the Cowboys beat them with the old quarterback. And they struggled against the Redskins, who before that game was called the worst team in the NFL. And then they had to go to overtime to beat the Redskins. So I think the difference between the Saints and the Colts is the Colts are used to winning. They know what to do. They go 11-0, 12-0 like nothing. It's just what they do. The Saints is like, oh, they like they woke up. Hey, wow, guess what? We're 12-0. We're 13-0. So I don't know. They've never been there before, and the Colts have. So I don't know, man. I know I'm loyal. I know I'm talking about my Cowboys, but I'm gonna be watching that game. Very interested on Saturday. I gotta see. All right. Let's see if we got any calls. No. I see some people. I see some numbers I recognize sitting on hold. But you know, guys, if you don't hit one, then I'm not going to bring you on. Actually, you know, I'm going to bring this guy on because he's sitting there. So you know what? I'm going to bring him on anyway because he's sitting there. He didn't hit one, but I'm going to bring him on because I recognize his number. And K-Star.
Oh, my man.
K-Star. K-Star.
Yeah, yeah. We're working up, man. Numbers look good.
In the background.
Yeah. He back there. All right. Never mind. We tried, K-Star, to get you on. I see you back there. Yeah, I wonder what he's up to, man. He got some business going on back there, man. You should, man. Hold on. Let's listen in a little bit. Hold on.
What you know, man?
All right, boy. K-Star. I see the business is over. K-Star, you still there? K-Star. All right, let's go back and mute him. I don't know what he's doing, man. Chewing on something, I don't know. But that was K-Star back there handling some business. We was trying to eavesdrop on K-Star to see what he's back there talking about. But he's back there. He was handling something. We was about to get nosy and get all up in his business. So, K-Star, if you hear us, we're going to be wrapping up the show shortly. But if you hear us before we wrap up, press 1, and then I'll bring you back on. Because normally when you call in, you got something to say. So that's normally. Maybe not this time. Maybe you just wanted to listen. So, all right, guys, as we wrap up, hey, we got him back. Let's see. K-Star.
Say my name?
Yeah, I said your name, man. We was eavesdropping on your little business going on. You back there? I heard something about sponsors or something. I'm like, wait a minute, let's listen. But
I was at the gym or whatever, and some dudes who run tournaments out here in Indy, like every other month or so, are talking about it because they see me or whatever. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're coming down the home stretch of the show, but we got K-Star joined us, And we have Los still on the line. So, K-Star, Los.
Hold on, let me talk to Los. Los.
He's right here.
I love you, Los. But hold on, let's be real. I mean, first of all, I talk to you every day, damn near on Facebook, because you always message me talking about how I'm your biggest fan. First of all, I'm a fan of no one. All right, bro. Second of all, my dude, people keep talking about how you blew everyone out in Anaheim. Big bro, Los, my man, let's be real. Took you 3-4 downs and one drive to beat you, man. You have three. I was about to kick a chair over because you know I was going to score again. Shit was a hell game. But it's all good.
You got on the radio show to say that, K-Star?
Nah, I was listening.
That's what you got on here for?
Well, we were talking before, playing in Orlando. You know I love you, buddy.
Hey, man, we can get it in Orlando for whatever you put down. I promise you.
That's good. So, baby, powder on your face. We were talking about it.
I hear you. I mean, it's no reason for you to hop on the radio show to say that. We already just said that. That's always good.
Not. Hey, they brought me in. You were just I thought I chime in real quick.
Yeah, I brought him in, man. I'm sorry, man. That's what I do, man. I'm not curly because I can't be top. Okay, top is top. I'm T. That's top. But I like building hype too, you know. And I, you know, normally when K-Star come on, he's usually got something you know, something to say. And as I saw his number on, I had to bring him in.
I guess he's still upset over that fitting to the loser's bracket. But I mean, it's a grown man sport out here.
Oh man.
Going down. Sport out here. Play that beginning of that song again for me real quick.
Okay, hold on. Gotta bring that song on, man. I love that damn song, man. That song I might have to bump. Hold on, here we go.
Motherfucking Big Mike. DJ Thorough. I mean.
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. No one can stop me. I'm the best ever.
Wow. Wow. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, K-Star? Wait a minute.
Yeah, I heard that.
Wow.
No one can stop me.
Hey, he's Tyson. I'm Ali quick. It's good. I know the deal.
Hey.
Ooh. Ooh. All right. Hey, I got this guy here calling. I'm going to bring this guy on, even though I have no idea who it is. But let me see. Hold on. He's from Connecticut. You know, I don't get a lot of Connecticut callers because that's where I'm from. Hold on. 860 area code. I know you were just sitting there, but you know we neighbors, right? You know Commish T is in Connecticut, right? 860-895. Oh, you scared? Come on now. Give me some Connecticut love. 860.
He said, "Hey, he didn't want any part of that."
Yeah, he said, "Oh, T out here? Well, gotta go."
No.
All right. Well, hey, I was just trying to get some Connecticut love, but I guess not. All right, I'll put you back on mute then. My bad. So, needless to say, K-Star, we will see you in Orlando, no doubt about it. Any predictions? Hey, I got both you guys. Any predictions? Anything? 256. K-Star, before you hold on, pause the predictions. K-Star, your thoughts on the expanded field doubling from 128 to 256?
Be a long weekend, boy. I mean, that's what it is. It's gonna be really survival of the fittest out there, like Mobb Deep said. So it's gonna be good. A lot of people, 3-day event. People are gonna be tired. People want to get some sleep or whatever. My groggy ass when you need to get some sleep, but it's good. I think the more people out there, you know, the better the event will be. The more the merrier, and you know, it should make for some good matchups. You know, and so even for some people, like some cake matches, at first get warmed up a little bit because there's so many people and everyone's good. So I mean, you know, you'll see people get warmed up and do what they do, and there'll be a lot of people out there who are trying to make names for themselves, so it'll be a good event. And it's the last spot. People are trying to get the last, you know, spot in Miami. I know I am, so it's going to be a dogfight.
K-Star must be driving because you're coming in and out.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you cleared up there for a minute. But pretty much we got the gist of it. All right. Predictions from either one of you guys. K-Star, Los, any predictions?
Steve-O.
Wow. Interesting. Steve-O.
I got any predictions, to be honest with you. I have no idea what to expect. I mean, it's hard to really pick someone out, feel the 256 and say they're definitely going to win because a lot of mad, you know, luck and bullshit. So we'll see what happens. But
yeah. Yeah, true. That's the one thing we could say about Madden almost every year. The Madden guys, I mean, man. You never know.
It's not like if you got a game-winning drive looking tough and then you fumble or, you know, or just something silly happens. So, I don't know. I don't really have any favorites.
Low thing, just get sent to the loser's bracket. I mean, either one. Either way.
All right. Sounds good. K, you still there, Coach K? Did we lose you?
No, I'm right here, too.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, K, you're competing, right?
Of course.
Okay, just checking, just checking, just checking. All right, I'm just want to make sure I get a sense of what's going on out there. All right, all right. Well, all right. Well, listen, you know, we wanted to do a show tonight, and we wanted to bring Los on, and you know, anybody else that wanted to come on, and you know, the holidays are coming through, so you know, Christmas is coming up. Not sure if we're gonna do a show next week. More than likely. I got to see. Me and Kay got to talk and see. We'd like to get one more show in. What we'd like to do is get a mega show in. See if we can, you know, Dynasty get over his flu, get Dynasty back on. K-Star, of course, you know you're always welcome. Bring Los back on. Problem already said he would come on. We get Problem on. We get Jet on. And maybe a few other, you know, guys that are in the top 10 and really chop it up a bit and see what people are thinking, you know, for Orlando, and you know, I may have a couple of special guests. I can't disclose who they are just yet, but be some pretty interesting personalities that we might get on. Just trying to see how, with the holiday coming, you know, people are busy now and traveling for the holidays and this, that, and the other. So I'm not really sure how we're going to do the Madden Voice over the next couple of weeks. We would like to get at least one more show in, call it an Orlando mega show, get some MLG people to come on as well. Some more of the Madden guys to come on, maybe some of the other tournament directors, crews, commissioners, and really get everybody on there and really just build some hype and get everybody, you know, pumped up and ready for what's going to be one of the biggest tournaments ever down there in Orlando. So stay tuned for information on that, because that's what we're going to try to do. I'm not promising you that we're going to do it, because Christmas and then New Year's, and I don't know about you guys, but I got some vacation time coming up. Some brother got to do what a brother's got to do, you know. But we still would like to get at least one more show in. So I will keep everybody posted on the forums and on Facebook. So, you know, let me thank K-Star. It's always good to have K-Star back, my former co-host, you know. Always good to have him back on. It's almost like when Katie Couric goes back on the Today Show for something. It's like, you know.
All
right, so
good to be on whenever. So
yeah, definitely. Well, I'll be in touch. Thanks, K Star, for coming back on.
Yep.
All right, and Coach K, appreciate everything you do.
No doubt.
I'll be talking to you after the show.
All right, sir.
All right. Last but not least, the man himself that was gracious enough with his time tonight came on, hosted the show with me. Gave us some knowledge on Anaheim and gave us something to look forward to for Orlando. Even got a little bit of capping out of him. He was a little quiet tonight, though, but I think he's saving it up. I think we're gonna get some more out of him. But we got a little capping out of him, which is good. But, Los, it was great to have you on the show for the first time, and I definitely want to have you come back again before the Orlando event.
Yeah, I mean, we on Facebook. I'd be on Facebook all day, every day. Just hit me up. I'll hop on.
All right. Sounds good. I'll definitely look for you on Facebook, brother. Appreciate your time. Appreciate you coming on the show.
All right.
All right. Take care. All right. And I hope you guys enjoyed the show. A little shorter show for the night, but catch us if you tuned in late or whatever. You know, you can catch us on iTunes. Just search for The Madden Voice on iTunes, and you'll catch us right there. And we look forward to coming back. We're going to try to get one more show in before Orlando. Can't promise you, but we really want to get one more show in. Make sure you go to MLGPro.com. And get your player pass. Spread the word. There are passes still available. I know we're going to sell out, but I want to do my part in helping that happen, because it would really be a shame if for some reason we didn't. But I feel confident that, you know, everybody's going to get their passes, and we're going to sell out for Anaheim, Orlando. So make sure you do that. And most importantly, let me thank the people that helped make the Madden Voice successful. First and foremost, Coach K, but also the EAFL Renegades, which is led by Bama. doing a great job with the Renegades, the EAFL League, and all the commissioners in the EAFL, my relationship with the Madden Lab, Duke and Gambino, and some new relationships we had. The Madden Bible had me on their they do a nice little streaming TV show, and they had me on called into their show last week. So you know, give them a check out, the Madden Bible. And just, you know, support the Madden community. You know, it's a huge community. We want to make it bigger. We want to make it better. Support the Madden community. And anybody out there looking to play in a league, man, if you're looking to join the best, most competitive Madden league out there, hands down, you got to check out the EAFL. And if you don't think we're the best, come and join us. And if we're not, tell me. Call me up, Commish T, and say, you know what, you're not the best league, and here's why. And we will work hard to show you that we're the best league. We're willing to make changes and do whatever we need to do. If you don't think we're the best, then I want that feedback so that we can be the best, because we don't sit on our laurels. We want to make this better. And I don't think I forgot about the Money League. I was advised to hang tight on the Money League because of the time of the year and the holiday season and all of that. So the Money League is ready to roll. We're just waiting for the right time to drop it. So the Money League is coming. So for more information on the EAFL, you want to go to EAFLMadden.com. And, hey, just remember, if you want to play with the best, join the EAFL, because that's where all feuds are settled on the field. We're going to let Los's song take us out.
Motherfucking Big Mike. DJ Thero. I mean.
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. No one can stop me. I'm the best ever.
Motherfucking Big Mike. DJ Thero. I mean.